Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hey, fuckers. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It is the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina. And I hope you are well. I hope everyone is having the best day of their lives. And if you...
I don't think the best day of my life involves listening to a podcast.
That's a good point.
Not, I mean, you know, I love...
you got to get out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Podcasts are cool, but
like, you got to live your life, you know? Mm-hmm. But I hope you're having a great day at work or wherever the fuck you are. I don't know. Maybe It's You is a comedy album Joseph Vessi and I created of original songs and sketches. And you have until March 31st, which I think is tomorrow, to buy it. And it if is. You email the receipt to maybe it's the letter U album at gmail.com, I personally will email you bonus tracks. And also on March 31st, a big day, guys, is Glamour Puss, which is happening. It's Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Zinc Bar in the West Village, co-hosted by myself and Wendy Starling. Ticket link is in the description of this podcast. And the day before Glamour Puss, there's also something very exciting happening.
I was going to say, but before that, yeah, we did this out of order.
We did.
Tonight is Nacho Bitches. It is the March edition of Nacho Bitches. Tonight is going to be co-hosted by Rosebud Baker and myself. We're doing a special Justin Bieber themed Nacho Bitches to celebrate the debut of our new podcast, Two Less Lonely Girls, which is out Monday, April 2nd. It's already, the sizzle's already up on Spotify, so you can follow and listen to that on Spotify. And it should be on iTunes soon. The reason that it's not yet is because we included the hashtag Guys We Fucked in that.
Oh.
And you can't do that still.
We can be on iTunes.
Yeah, you still can't put Guys We Fucked or even Guys We Fucked with an asterisk in. So we had to change it to GWF, and that's why this podcast has now held up another podcast from getting put on iTunes. But don't worry, we have gotten to the bottom of it. Thank God, I had been through this before, and so I knew how to handle it.
You can subscribe now on iTunes, right?
Nope, hopefully
soon.
Hopefully when this podcast comes out on Friday, you can. But as of now, it's Wednesday when we're recording this. And right now, it's still not up. But it's on Spotify, so that's all that really matters.
You get it somewhere.
You will be able to listen to it. But anyway, just follow my Instagram, Philanthropy Gal, and I'll update you on everything. There's also like a video series that's really fun.
Yeah, it's really good.
That you can follow. Anyway, and Nacho Bitches tonight, it's at 11:30 p.m. We also have Jay McBride on Nacho Bitches, who you've heard on Guys We Fucked. And tickets are $12 with code Nacho at New York Comedy Club, as usual. Schmusual. And then we're on tour, guys.
The Bridget Bishop tour.
So exciting. Thanks to everyone who's come out to see a show so far. These shows have been fucking packed. I know we're on your ass about buying tickets, but it's really just because it causes true panic in our hearts when you buy the ticket the day of. Because
we're like, no one's going to come to my party.
Yeah, we think we didn't sell any tickets. But yeah, Portland, Oregon. Next weekend, we're going to be at Helium Comedy Club. And that's Thursday, April 5th through Saturday, April 7th. And then, you want me to go? Okay. Yeah. And then St. Louis, Missouri, we're going to be at the Helium there April 19th through the 21st. And for all additional dates that you've heard us mentioned, some tickets are on sale, some tickets are not. It's sorryaboutlastnightcomedy.com/tours. Indianapolis is also coming up. We're going to be at Morty's Comedy Joint.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure to stay on top of these dates and buy tickets. That link should be live now. And again, like if we just set a venue, you don't have to go. You can also just Google the venue and Bridget Bishop tour or either of our names. Like,
yeah, you can do some research.
Things are findable on the internet.
Yeah, it's called Google or Bing if you really want the good porn sites. Hey,
Bing.
My favorite underwear is MeUndies, okay? It's the best underwear you'll ever own because it's soft as fuck and it feels real good on your butthole. They didn't tell me to say that. I just said it because it's true. Made from sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton, MeUndies will be the most comfortable pair of underwear you will own ever in your life, all right? They are the ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked, but like not like pee naked, but like you want to like feel naked. Ladies, they come in tons of different colors and styles, including solids and lace, boy short, bikini, and thong. Something for everyone on every occasion. Fellas,
yeah,
the diamond scene pouch gives your dick the support it needs. It says stuff in this copy, but I'm saying penis, without feeling too tight, because you don't want your balls to be coddled too tightly. Ain't that right? MeUndies is so sure you will love their underwear. They offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund. And right now, if you listen to Guys We Fucked, you can get 20% off your first pair and free shipping, which is a no-brainer. 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for? To get 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Man, oh man. And get the best and softest underwear you will ever own. Go to MeUndies.com/GWF. Again, MeUndies.com/GWF. This is a limited time offer. So what are you waiting for? Get off your ass and get your ass into MeUndies. Again, start wearing underwear that'll change the way you feel. And it'll also change your life. Go to MeUndies.com/GWF right now.
That the change
that
your
was
life.
A lot.
The change your life is a bit much. I know, I added adults that don't do that. No, it's in there.
Oh, it is the best underwear of your
it
life.
Changed, it's
oh, it changed
says,
my life.
It changed my life.
Oh, wow.
I think that's a bit much.
Yeah, it is. I'll be honest, it is. It won't.
It'll improve your life.
Yeah.
I think that's an acceptable thing to say.
Yeah. Life changing. Not a lot of things are life changing.
Most people aren't life changing.
No, most people are life worsening.
Well, a change can be for the negative, but
that's true.
Most people don't think of it that way, I guess. And when you're in your MeUndies, you're going to want to slide right into your Casper mattress.
Oh shit.
Guys, Casper is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. With 3 mattress models, the original Casper, the Wave, and the Essential, Casper mattresses are perfectly designed to soothe and cradle your natural geometry. Not to mention, the breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night.
That's fun.
And it's delivered right to your door in a small, how do they do that, size box with free shipping and returns in the US and Canada. This is true. And that's one of the best perks about this mattress is that especially if you live in fucking like an apartment, to get a mattress in a box and not have to like call friends to help you get this or like hire a delivery service. Like it's really, really, really a very, very good experience getting delivered. But the best part is that you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. After all, you spend 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable.
So much time.
I have a Casper mattress. This is my second Casper mattress that I've had, not because anything was wrong, just because I upgraded beds and I got a bigger one. Alfred has a Casper mattress and he doesn't even sleep in a dog bed, but like during the day, he'll go into it because he likes it that much. Aww. He likes to sunbathe in the window in his Casper mattress. It's great. So guys, get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/GWF and using code GWF at checkout. Again, that's casper.com/GWF. Offer code GWF for $50 off your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions do apply.
All right, so you got your butthole in your comfy new MeUndies, and then you're rolling around on your beautifully delivered Casper mattress. What are you gonna do with your titties? You guys, third love, when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for your tits. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bra sizes AA through G, and that's Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit and feel great. While most old school bras bra brands only carry 15 sizes. What fucking losers. Third Love offers 60 sizes. Yeah, goddamn right they do, including half cups, which no one else does. You pieces of shit. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everybody. So right now they're offering Guys We Fucked listeners 15% off your first order. To find a bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions on Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It takes a minute to do, and you could do it all from the comfort of your own couch. Now, never have another awkward fitting room experience again. Have you ever had an awkward fitting room experience?
No, because I know I was smarter than to go into like a Victoria's Secret because I used to work at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, that's right.
So I've seen awkward fitting room experiences and I don't allow them. I've actually never, I mean, I probably am wearing the wrong bra size because I've never had like a proper fitting, which everyone should have.
Yeah, you got to do it. Well, you should go on Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. Try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you might forget that you're wearing it. And that's what a bra is supposed to feel like. And if you don't agree, shut up. But also, returns and exchanges are always easy and free. This year, make the change. The change that will change the way you think about bras for the rest of your life. Go to Third Love, all spelled out, THIRD.com/GWF right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That is ThirdLove.com/GWF. Again, ThirdLove.com/GWF. And that is the last ad, y'all.
Oh my God, we made it through.
We did it. We're here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Steven and I celebrated our 7-year anniversary.
Oh, I know you were doing the math and I was like, I'm pretty sure it has to be seven based on our comedy duo.
I know, but I've been saying seven for like a year now.
Yeah, because I think like once it's like at like whatever year in 5 months, you're like, yep, next year.
Yeah. Always exaggerating time.
Right.
No, it was fun. I wasn't feeling well, so we just kind of laid around. We ordered.
Was this yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We pulled out the couch bed, which I was so excited. We never do that. And we watched a lot of movies.
Right.
And we ordered meals from the couch bed.
Oh, it's like, oh, I think you did that one other time. That's like a hurricane behavior.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Because Tori, it's a, you know, it's exhausting. And you want to be home. You just want to sit there like a lump. But it was nice. It's sweet because Steven and I are very, we really like each other like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the word like almost has more of a meaning to me now than love because everybody overuses the word love mm-hmm. all the time. And so I looked in his eyes yesterday and I was like, I really like you. And I was like, that's kind of nice to really like your partner after 7 years and to still have sex.
Right. Well, because I mean, love sometimes is like, it's like, well, I don't always like you, but I love you kind of thing.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It's harder to, I think, to like someone than to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like him.
Well, it depends. I mean, like there's in love is like the hardest to sustain.
Yeah.
And then like is the next hardest. And then like just the love, like in meaning that you like care for someone.
Yeah.
Is the least hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you kind of throw that on people.
Yeah, that's true. I do all the time. But it's nice. I've always wondered what it would be like to be in a relationship for this many years. And it's fun. That's all I got, really.
Well, good. That's good. That's positive.
Yeah, it's good.
That's awesome.
Be with somebody you like, okay, people?
Well, I mean, hopefully. Jesus.
I feel like so many people aren't, though. Or like they stay with somebody because you've been together so long and it's a comfort thing, which I do understand.
Yeah, I understand. I guess, I mean, especially if you have kids, I understand that. No, I mean, I like James a lot. He's like one of my favorite people.
Yeah, and that's wonderful.
But
that's how it should be.
You have to like people.
I know.
And then a lot of people have been contacting us about to talk about the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act. Again, these are a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of, obviously it affects sex workers greatly. So a lot of the people who have been asking us to speak about it are sex workers. So I read up about it a little bit. I mean, it's hard to understand laws and stuff. I mean, generally what's happening is, that the United States bill was introduced by this guy, Senator Rob Portman, and it's trying to clarify the country's sex trafficking law to make it illegal to knowingly assist, facilitate, or support sex trafficking. And basically it will make it like websites like Craigslist and stuff would then be responsible for activity that happened on their website if it then led to sex trafficking.
Right.
So,
but they're kind of, it seems like they're kind of using that as a, also let's crack down on sex working.
Right.
And not allow that either.
Right. Right. And
which it is illegal in almost every state.
Right. And there's also like a part about prostitution, and that's the word they're using, not the word I'm using. So calm the fuck down. I'm so amped up it's so stressful to be a comedian and already have people constantly shutting you down. And then to have a podcast where you think you can speak freely and then literally get a note on everything out of your mouth. So it's like, that makes me want to murder people. Totally. And I'm not even a violent person.
Totally.
So I think anything that kind of could slip into the prostitution area, they're also trying to kind of crack down on. So it's like this package called FOSTA SESTA. It's also been criticized by a lot of people who are very into free speech, which obviously I'm super behind. Because it's just like this, it's this thing like who is liable for behavior? And it's like, well, you know, you would think that the person doing the behavior is liable for it.
Right.
Because when you're putting liability into the hands of like kind of this umbrella, it becomes difficult, you know? Like, what if we said something on our podcast and then someone went out and did something because they interpreted what we said incorrectly, which does happen a lot.
Yeah. That's out of our control.
Right, exactly. So it's like, you have to look into every nook and cranny. A lot of times when you're dealing with sex trafficking, you're using code words and language that you would have to then hire like a research team to kind of look behind. I mean, when you look into high level sex trafficking, especially child sex trafficking, there's a ton of words that are like fake words that are being used. That's like a code language. So, it's like you could be really held responsible for someone talking about, you know, for instance, like lasagna. And so it's like, you can't do it. You would have to have like a human being who is then well-versed in sex trafficking. And it's like, if you're so well-versed in sex trafficking, you probably would be like on a police force.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you so well-versed in sex trafficking words?
It's very difficult. But usually when sex workers are angry about something or say this is not right, I usually just side with them.
Yeah, because they're usually always right.
They're constantly getting shit on.
Exactly.
So.
And they're, you know, they, you have the sex workers have so much to stand up for that has to be so fucking exhausting. Obviously, if they're standing up for something and they're saying, hey, this is something that you need to be paying attention to.
Right. Because like you do want it to be safe. And like we do, obviously, as a country, really, really need to crack down on sex trafficking. But even the thing is, like, the highest level sex trafficking is 100% going on in the government and Hollywood. So it's never really going to be stopped anyway, because there's people paying each other off. And it's all this kind of like Illuminati inside shit. So I think, you know what? No rules ever. Let's just cancel all rules and laws. That's my thing. Because I just don't think anything is going to work.
Cool. So let's read some emails.
All right. This one is called, could sleeping with another man fix a relationship?
Sure.
Hey, Corinne and Christina. First off, huge fan. Won't take up too much of your time blabbering on about how awesome you guys are, because you already know that.
Thank God.
But thank you. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm not going to even read these things anymore. We appreciate it, though. We really do. But no one else wants to hear it besides us.
we love hearing it.
All right. Here goes. I'm an almost 23-year-old and I lost my virginity at 19 to someone who I'm still in a relationship with and have been for about 3 years. With all the normal stressful things that happen in life, we have our moments where we drive each other crazy and get in this angry tit for tat nagging funk that we can sometimes be in for days.
Yep.
One of us, not me, is not that great at communicating feelings after multiple attempts to get my partner to be open and talk about things. It's hard sometimes to solve the problem without using sex as the solution. Interesting. My sex drive is not as high as my partner's, and I'm wondering if that's because of the funk that never fully gets resolved. Very well could be. I'm curious if trying to sleep with someone else would increase my libido. Oh. And that didn't go where we thought it was.
No,
and let me
get
out of my frustrations. I'm not going to lie and say I've thought about an open relation or trying new things in bed, not just to see if that helps, but to have a different sexual experience, since I've only ever been with one person. And there you go. You just answered your own question in your email, as often happens. But then my subconscious sinks in telling me not to try, to try. Maybe it's because of my religion and how I grew up Catholic, or because I'm afraid of what might happen. I'd love to hear what you girls think and take as much input as you can think of. Okay. This is, yeah, as I said, you answered your own question in the email. Sleeping with another person is not the resolution
here. Yeah, you never do that when your relationship ain't great.
Yeah, and it's certainly like you can sleep with another person and that might be what you need right now, but you need to then get out of this relationship that you're currently in. And I mean, like, if it depends, you have to say like, what's more important, me, just, you know, kind of looking into my sexuality further, or
do they say how old they are?
Yeah. She's 20. She's almost 23. She's been in this relationship since she's 19.
So
it's the time when everyone gets that itch.
Or boy, live your life.
Yeah. To go out. I mean, yeah. Getting in a really serious relationship that young is intense, and you might need to go out and
explore. But don't do it while you're, and also that you think this guy or girl, your partner, is going to be like, yeah, fuck another person, that'll be better.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of things that are that you probably need to still work on in the relationship internally, as far as like having conversations. I mean, it's maybe like if you're going about this kind of like frustration funk, you maybe approach it from a different way. I'm guessing like if you've been in this relationship for a couple of years, you're probably approaching the conversation in a similar way each time. So kind of like shake things up a bit. Or if you're really invested in the relationship, this is the perfect opportunity to go to a couples counselor, because that's when you're having trouble communicating and you're just really not getting the results you want from the communication. That's exactly what a couples therapist is for. You could do it online. You could do it in person. And then if not, kind of just voice what you're feeling, what you said to us. Just say to your partner, say, listen, like, I feel like these funks last for days. I feel like I'm having, like, I'm putting, myself on the line and maybe not getting kind of the communication I need from you. I mean, I know you're not supposed to like use blaming words or whatever. So just that, it's very hard though.
I feel
right.
Like we can't fucking talk because you're so difficult to talk to.
Right. Like I feel like I'm having trouble getting through to you. That's a good way to put it. I feel like I'm hitting a wall, trouble getting through to you. And that a lot of times we resolve things with sex, and I enjoy having sex with you. But I also kind of want to explore other things. And I mean, start with the communication and then work outwards into the thoughts of sexual exploration, because the communication is the base and that needs to be fixed first.
Yeah.
But just randomly fucking another person is a bad idea.
Yeah, that's not gonna do any good.
It's the same as like having a baby or like to fix something. Like you're just not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Here's another not good idea. Well, not good situation. Subject line of this email is, my father-in-law gives me the creeps. Ugh. Hey, ladies. I feel like this isn't a huge issue like some of the emails you read on the podcast, but it is causing a rift between my boyfriend and I. I don't really know who else to ask.
Oh, so it's not her actual father-in-law.
No, it seems like it is.
No, it's her. Well, she said boyfriend, so they're not married, so it can't be a father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's like when people are in those intense relationships and they're like, my father-in-law, you're like, whoa.
I honestly call Steven's parents
put the brakes on.
My in-laws, just because I've been, but it's 8 or 7.
Well, aren't you
8
guys,
years now already?
Are you guys legally?
No, that's not a thing anymore.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, I checked. We would have been. We would have been a domestic partnership.
Oh.
So I've been with my boyfriend for 2.5 years and we have a 1-year-old son together. When I first met his dad, there wasn't any weird feelings, but the more I got to know him, the more he creeped me out. He's in his late 60s, Coke bottle glasses, and usually smells like cough drops and beet juice. Sounds hot. He hasn't seen our son since he was about 5 months old. I'm not the type of person to force people to be in my son's life, and he rarely asks to see him. About a year ago, my boyfriend told me that his brother walked in on him, the dad, masturbating in the living room to very loud porn on the TV.
All right.
I don't shame anyone for either of those things, as I do them myself. But I can't get that image out of my head when I see him, and I'm so afraid that he doesn't wash his hands afterwards. I mean, you don't fucking know that. The thought of him doing that, not washing his hands, and then holding my son makes me sick to my stomach. Well, you jumped a lot there. Yeah. It has gotten to the point where on the rare occasion he does ask to visit our son, I get very anxious and find reasons not to, which has only been 2 times. I just feel very uncomfortable around him after hearing that. I've asked my mom her opinion, and she thinks it's because I was sexually assaulted twice in the past and harbor anxious feelings towards men I am not close to.
Ooh.
My boyfriend's mom, who isn't with him, with the dad, understands though and says, don't put yourself in situations you aren't comfortable in. But I feel like I should meet him in public places with my boyfriend so he can see his grandson. He's never given me a reason to be creeped out. I don't know what to do anymore, and it's upsetting my boyfriend, which is understandable because that's his father. Any advice would be awesome, even though as I wrote this, I started to feel so stupid. I started to feel like it is so stupid to feel that way about a person who hasn't given me any reason to. Again, you kind of answered your own question. Thanks for all you do. Love the podcast. You ladies rock. Thank you. Yeah, he didn't. He masturbated in the living room. That's not Alfred. Even Alfred thinks that's stupid.
He's going, fuck it. I don't know what the hell's happening in the hallway.
We had a person recently come to my door wanting to sell me a different type of energy. And she was like, what's your contact info? And I was just like, no.
Contact info is leaving.
And I slowly closed the door. Yeah. So I don't know if I think I got through a door. But anyway, your father-in-law didn't do anything creepy. He masturbated.
Yeah.
If he lives alone, he's not with his wife anymore. Yeah, the porn's going to be loud. He's in his 60s. Maybe he needs higher volume.
Yeah, this is, but it's also like,
I'd masturbate in the living room if I lived alone.
You're holding something that you, like, you're holding That's something nice. That you shouldn't even know about to begin with.
Yeah.
Against
do you masturbate
him.
And you do the same thing? Your instincts on it's silly to feel this way are right. You feel this way for a reason. I don't know what the root is. Maybe your mom is right about you feeling anxious around other men. That's something I would go to therapy for. Seriously. Nip that in the bud.
Well, it's also like, even like, I understand why you feel that way 100%, but it is not fair to him to use those feelings so that he cannot see his grandson. So if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like, I understand you being creeped about him. He kind of has these things that make him unappealing as a human being, which is totally fair, but you don't have to bone him. So don't worry about
yeah.
that. You don't even have to hug him if
He's
you don't want
himself.
To. I mean, it might be nice to give him like a little, you know, a
pat,
a kind of a hug where you put like some, like a, you're accidentally wearing like a fanny pack so you can't get too close to him or something.
Or you had a middle school dance, but yeah. you don't really like the guy because he has bad breath.
That kind of a thing. You're wearing a backpack on the front and you can't take it off for some
Oops.
Reason during the hug.
Yeah.
So that's totally fine. And he does kind of have a lot of these attributes that seem a little weird with
sometimes,
the glasses and the smell.
But sometimes people creep me out, and I know in my
sure.
head they logically didn't do anything weird.
Yeah, that's just their...
And that's how you feel.
There's a scene when you're looking for a partner. Like, sometimes I'll meet someone who I'm attracted to visually, and then I'll just smell them, and I'll be like, nope.
Yeah.
And there's no reason. It's not even like a bad smell. It's just like a smell that I don't like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally understand the feelings, but yeah, your boyfriend has every right to be mad because it's
yeah,
not
Yeah, I'd be mad
fair.
If I were your boyfriend, too.
He hasn't done anything. Masturbating is not illegal
no.
or gross.
It's
healthy. Nothing wrong with it.
And good for him. He's in his 60s. He's still jerking it. Good
and it's
for
also
him.
Like, I mean, there's a lot, you know, I'm sure you're not going to like,
I'm just picturing the guy from Up jerking off in the living room.
Like if he actually had like cum on his hands, I'm sure he wiped it off. And, you know, a lot of people do gross things without washing their hands. So you can't really live life. And, you know, as someone with OCD saying this is very difficult for me because I constantly don't want to touch people because I see people's behavior in public restrooms. And it is appalling. But yeah, you just gotta, this is, you gotta get out of the headspace. It's kind of like seeing like someone that you are in love with take a dump though, accidentally.
Oh,
it does scar
tragic.
You.
Yeah.
So when I see it,
but it's natural.
When I see a turd in a public restroom, it ruins my day. You know when you like accidentally walk in, the person for some reason didn't flush, like
no matter how little or big that turd is, the tip of it, I mm-hmm. get upset.
I think about it for every time I sit down at a meal for the rest of
the
day.
It's like a Cocoa Puff and a bowl of milk.
I think
it's
about
gross.
That turd, and that is kind of like your father-in-law. You know?
I know what you're
it
saying.
It doesn't really affect it.
And the turd is there, and it's naturally there, because the person's digesting the food that they
ate. I mean,
they
should have flushed.
They should have flushed, but maybe they did, and it spit the turd back out. Sometimes that happens. And you got to do double checks when you poop.
Oh man.
You
How
know?
Do we not have a TV show already?
I don't know. We should have a television show. And the fact that we don't, it's like a lonely turd floating in a public restroom in Central Park, just waiting for somebody to flush it through the TV channels.
Oh boy.
That made sense in my head, but when I said it out loud, it didn't.
Oh God. All right.
Let your father-in-law hold you, fucking kid. Make sure there's no jizz on his hands. I am sure there isn't. He's probably lonely, and that sucks. And, you know, just you masturbate too. you know, I really try and be cognizant of not holding men to that double standard. I mean, I know women feel the double standard negativity, I think, a lot more, but also you still want to make sure you're not doing that to men. That's not right. And, you know, he's trying, you know, he's just living his life. He's jerking off in his living room.
And he only asked two
times. Honestly, that's real fun. Jerking off in your living room. I haven't done that in a while.
He only asked two times. And honestly, like, you know, everyone knows grandfathers are less interesting. So he's not going to really ask again. He'll meet the baby. I'll be like, yeah, it's a fucking baby.
I know him now.
Yeah.
All right. I know.
I'll be over it. So, yeah, you know, whatever. Just rip that Band-Aid off. Is that good advice?
Give your son to the turd floating in the toilet. Who's a good person. It means well, probably.
Oh my God.
If you want to email us a question, sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. You can follow us all on social media. Our duo social media, Sorry About Last Night on Instagram, SRYAboutLastNYT on Twitter. I'm Christina Hutch on everything.
And I'm Philanthropy Gal on everything. And it's very important. Follow if you want like the tour dates announced a lot and right when they happen.
Yeah, because we promote on our social media a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's where to get all the shit.
That's where you know what's up.
And you can look at pictures of Corinne's butt and you can look at me on bathroom floors. So,
Alfred.
Oh, and Alfred.
Who's here today, which is why you'll hear all the barking and he'll never be allowed back.
No, it's fine.
All right.
You don't mind, right? Okay. Our guests, plural, very exciting. Mm-hmm. They're comedic singers and songwriters. Separately, they are known as their names, which are Katie Frame and Marie Cecile Anderson. They're in an amazing band that tours all over the country. You guys have to see them if they're in your town. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Guys We Fucked, the Reform Tours.
Sick and tired of the same routine and craving something new. Your decks tonight and do what I gotta do. Haven't given up on dating, but I'm not staying in. No, tonight I'm eating out. I'm an open-minded kind of gal, never been a picky eater. And you know there's nothing sweeter than the taste of a lady's beaver. I don't want no a five-course meal that's finger-licking good. I ordered up some good loving, but I'm not staying in. No, tonight I'm eating out. Some tried it once in college, but they can't handle the bay buffet. Need a sophisticated palate to enjoy this hot entree. Sweet as pie, culinary kind of lingus delight. Sorry, man, might never see me again once I take a bite.
Katie and Marie,
hello.
The Reformed Whores.
Yeah, that's us.
We go back because I was saying before you got here, we booked them on our.
Oh yeah, we've known you for forever.
We've known you guys for forever. Yeah. I asked. Yeah. They've been a duo for 8 years.
Uh huh.
And I was curious to ask you guys if you get tired of being labeled as pigeonholed the category of sex, even though yours is music and comedy, but it's still sex at the forefront because of the name, because everybody when they see that in the name, they're like, the whore, what?
Yeah. Oh, we talk about sex a lot.
And they're yeah, exactly. So, so does that ever get old for you, or do people's reactions ever get too much for you?
It definitely gets old a little bit. There's some of it. We try to like mix it up a little bit too. We found too, if our whole set is just like
dick.
Then it gets like, it just gets to be wearing
a dead
on
horse.
Audition. Yeah. Yeah. And for the audience and stuff. So, we try to mix it up. We're trying to get some more things.
Yeah. I mean, how many times has we come into a music venue and they're like, the whores are here? That I never get sick of.
No, that's fun. Yeah.
I'm like, it's trademarked. We've been in the paper a lot because of the name of our band.
Right. Right. It's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you guys decide to just start specifically the Reform Tours? Like, it's a very specific idea.
We just fell ass backwards into it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. We met at a party. And then
a comedy totally party or just like no, a social no, party?
Birthday actors party.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ooh. And we like
it was no.
It was reciting Shakespeare and shit.
We were seconds away from doing monologues.
There was a Subway performer that had been hired that day.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ, that's so actor-y.
It was really weird.
In a tiny, tiny Brooklyn studio apartment.
Wow.
Yeah. I had met this girl from Howard, what is it? Michael
Stern?
Howard.
Oh, I was like, Stern?
he introduced us. No, the Howard, Michael Howard studio, yeah, the acting studio. And so I met her that way, the birthday girl. And how did you know me?
I did like a children's play with her.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, then we met at that party and we were like, oh, we should start a band. Just like from that. And then I came over that week and then we started the band.
Whoa.
So you started talking and like you found out you were funny and musical or?
We didn't even know. We were just
wow.
like.
That was a crapshoot and you won. You really, good instinct.
Yeah. We just really hit it off. I mean, I didn't know anybody else at this party. And uh-huh. I only know the birthday girl. She had told me that this girl, Katie, was coming to the party and that I would really like her.
Oh, that was like a friend matchmaker.
So then, but I was actually like, oh man, because Meryl said like, oh, she's another actress. Y'all can talk about acting. And I was like, oh God, I don't need any more actor friends in New York City.
Right.
But we met.
Actor friends are special.
Yeah.
They're very specific.
Yeah. Very dramatic.
Yeah.
But man, Katie, like I had an instant girl crush on her. Like we ended up talking all night at this party. We both were going through, I guess I wasn't going through a breakup, but we had gotten my boyfriend at the time, like had gotten in a big fight that day.
Oh.
So I remember
like a physical
going,
fight?
No.
You and your boyfriend. I thought you meant like your boyfriend got in a huge fight and you were like upset about it.
Oh, no. He was too much of a wimp to ever do anything like that. No, but we had gotten non-physical fight.
A verbal fight.
Yeah. And I came to the party wearing glasses too because I'd been crying and stuff. And so, but Katie just like, I just opened up and we talked and talked and talked. And then by the end, we were like, we should start a band. Because, you know,
for sure, it's normal.
That's so
normal
funny.
Response.
Never really had a band, so why not?
Yeah.
That's really sweet and kind of like friendship romantic.
Yes. Yeah. It was nice.
Aw.
And we just started writing songs about like our relationships and stuff. And it kind of naturally became about love and sex and stuff. So then when I found the name, my roommate at the time had a Spotify playlist called Reformed Whores, and I was like, that is such a cool concept and I identify. So I brought it to Marie and was like, let's do it.
Yeah. And was the original concept that the songs be funny or did that come later?
I think always funny.
Always. Yeah.
They just were.
Yeah. I just wasn't capable of writing an earnest song. I mean, that was part of my thing. So I was like, tried and I couldn't.
It feels silly sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you try to write a really serious poem, you're like, this could be good or this could be terrible. Yeah.
That's why I love karaoke, because when you sing those like really dramatic 90s love ballads and it's like, oh God, it's so much drama, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
yeah. And so look at us now.
Yeah,
You guys are crushing. You're always on the road. You're always, have you ever had anything... Have you ever had anybody react to the name of your band in a weird way? And I say that because Corinne and I have had that experience.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of fun to say like, oh, what's the name of your podcast? I love when people ask that because I'm like, it's Guys We Fuck. And they either, their reaction spam.
So you just say it.
Oh,
you just go for it.
Oh my,
because I feel
hard.
Like a lot of times we're in the airport and these old ladies will be like, oh, look at you girls. Are you in a band?
No, gosh.
What's the name of your band?
Yeah.
Like we tried both times. Yeah.
But I can sense when someone, well, when we go to the airport and I have podcast gear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is this for a podcast? I'm like, Guys, We Fucked. I just say it. I just lead with it.
Oh,
she says it. I don't say it because it's going to open up a conversation that I don't want to have with a stranger.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm uncomfortable. I just literally don't want them talking
to
me. There's definitely going to be a follow-up question.
Yeah.
So
we've tried both ways.
Yeah.
It depends.
I love when their face goes blank though, of like, oh, the cute little girls, and you got a little ukulele.
Yeah, my band's called Reformed Whores. What?
And then it's like their face.
What of it, bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Is everyone under 40 who's a woman talk to like a child? I'm like,
yeah,
and people still, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could think I'm like a little bit younger, but you know, I have to at least be 25, like bare minimum.
Right.
And like, why I don't, it's so frustrating.
It is frustrating.
It's frustrating.
Being on the road, I mean, I feel like being women on the road, it just blows people's minds that you know,
they're like, we can do stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And like, we can carry on our own gear and like have, you know, do sound check.
Yeah.
And
we
like,
don't have roadies. We carry it ourselves. Yeah. Yeah.
Sound check is like an experience.
Well, for you guys,
road.
It's way more involved.
Because the mansplaining that happens.
Oh my God. Do tell.
Oh my God. That's, I mean, so condescending.
Dear sound guys, bless your hearts.
Just shut
we know
fuck
what we're
up.
Doing yeah. too.
Plus you're traveled. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I just can't.
We've opened for fucking Les Claypool from Primus. Yeah. We toured with him for 2 years. Yeah. We played some of the best, most legendary venues in the country.
Yeah.
But yet we will go to a music venue and these men will try to tell us exactly how to plug in our instruments and how to
really?
Play them.
And what and we
how
are
to,
supposed, you know, like
what kind of mics and blah, yeah. blah, blah. It's like, dude, annoying. We know.
Holy shit.
It's really frustrating.
So, that's really interesting. Cause I look at you guys, I'm like, if I like, I want to have you guys on Glamour Plus one day. But like the sound check shit, I'd be like, I don't know. You tell me, I don't fucking know. Like that's so interesting. So many times men have, and in the music industry, Steven's talked to me about that a lot. Just, dudes are just.
Yeah.
And it's funny though. Cause like when we were touring with Les Claypool, it would happen at every single venue. Practically
really?
We'd come in and the sound guys would be jerks to us and like be trying to, you know, mansplain shit or whatever. And then we'd perform. And then after we performed, we were like their best friend. I mean, they just thought we were like the bee's knees. And it was so frustrating to be like, you just didn't take us seriously at all.
Yeah.
Do you think it had anything to do with you being an opener, not just a woman?
Oh, or, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, because I was, believe me, I love blaming men for things. It is one of my favorite activities. But I also wonder, because I mean, there's a certain disrespect, like being an opener in kind of, you know, in comedy and in music. You know, I always get upset when I go to a concert and people are talking during the opener, because I'm like, I love seeing the opener because it always introduces me to new music. It's like, I know the guy who, or the woman who's playing, that, you know, as the main artist, but like I've been introduced to so many amazing people through the opener. I'm like, why are you assholes talking? This is not like get beer and catch up time. This is like get introduced to new music time.
Yeah.
I have noticed though, when we perform, there are a couple like college gigs or theater gigs there when the crew, it's usually always dudes after the show, they'll be like, that was really funny. As if they expected us to go on stage and just shit on the stage.
Oh yeah, that's every time. But I mean, women say that to me just as often.
Oh really?
Yeah, that like, I can't believe you're funny because you're a woman. I was like, I can't believe you're such a cunt.
I remember when we were in Detroit, we had a woman tweeting at us while we were there, while we were performing, how much we sucked.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, bitch, come to the merch table, show your face.
Right,
and she was like, no,
say
I'm
to
in
my
the
face, bitch. Yeah, if you're there, fucking say it to someone's
come
face.
Come to the merch table. We're here. Yeah. You know, let's talk this out. Sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
But it brought us actually quite a lot of joy.
It was funny.
Everyone has their own opinion. And you know what? We're
course.
Not reformed whores is not for everybody.
It is not.
Oh, another way. Okay. I get it. I totally get it. Some people, it's so interesting though, the way people just can't wrap their head around the language about sex.
Well, especially women talking about it. It's because men can talk about this
I know.
All the time. And again, not to make it about men and women.
No,
all the time, but
I
it
agree,
is a
though.
Real thing. And like, again, traveling across the country, you see it even more exaggerated than in New York, of course. Like, these men cannot believe that we're saying even the word like, just dick. Even just saying the word dick is like so hard for them to wrap their minds around.
Especially because you guys have that, you have, and I love the juxtaposition of like the wholesomeness that you have like in your heart, but then like wholesome can also be slutty and it's wonderful. And they like that side of it, no one sees. And especially men. Like I feel like women, at least, even if you don't present like that or are like that, you know that you can be, or women can be like that.
Or you and have those thoughts and
there's
feelings.
Intricacies to being a woman that aren't just one note. But
people just use language as a way to like distract from like the bigger issue. Because like in Ricky Gervais's new special, he actually talks like he's a big animal rights activist. And he was kind of telling this story about how he was tweeting about the meat festival they do in China, where they eat like 10,000 fucking dogs and like torture them ahead of time. Like, it's really terrible. I want to say Yingling, but that's a beer. It's not, it sounds like that.
No, Y-I-N-G-L-I-N-G.
I only saw it. I've heard of it before, but I've only only heard it said out loud, not spelled. And so he said something about, like, he used the word cunt in something. Like, he called the people who were abusing the dogs cunts. And a woman responded, and she was like, but you need to use that language. And it's like, it's just distracting from the fucking point. The same thing happened on, like, the Osbournes reality TV show. They're like, why do they have to talk to each other like that? It's just like, language is not that serious. Like, it can be, but it's not always. It can be healthy.
And it the word whore, everybody has.
Word.
I know.
It's a great word. Whore and cunt.
Right. But it means something different to every single person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every single person has whored themselves out in either a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Or a job sexually.
And also, it's kind of fun, though. I mean, you know, to get somewhere, I've certainly done it many times throughout my life, but also, it's kind of fun to be a whore.
Oh, yeah. It's very empowering.
It's like really fun. And that's what no one understands, like, that notion. I feel like when guys, if like a guy would see you for the first time and they're like, whoa, in the state of shock of like, these lovely young women are cursing at me. It's like, oh, cool. Well, we like fucking. So it's fascinating to me that I still encounter men who can't wrap their heads around it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're going to be getting left behind in the dust anyway. And I think they kind of know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just like a last ditch effort to hold on.
How is it different? Yeah. How is it different for you guys traveling all over the country? Because we travel all over and it's different. The audiences are different in the South, obviously, than they are in Brooklyn. But how do they?
We're not invited to the South very often.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, we've done Texas.
We've done Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville, North Carolina.
Texas is its own thing. We're going to North Carolina, but that took a long time for us to even be able to go there, besides outside of like one the TED talk that we did. But I mean, deep South, I feel like the deep South and like little towns we haven't done. New Orleans, but again, like these are major cities where people in the major cities, people are always kind of like more progressive. Mm-hmm.
I found though, like we did shows at two of my favorite shows that we've done on the road were at Salt Lake City and in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the two places where I expected people to be a little tight, mm-hmm. uptight.
No, not Salt Lake.
Not at all. Oh, man. They want to fucking party and they want to go there.
Because there's a lot of reformed whores there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like the reformed whore of a person, like in person form, is a very fun person.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
So. Yeah.
Someone who's lived a little.
Yeah. Also, Indianapolis was surprising because I think like there's a lot of people who in Indiana, there's, you know, things were not going well. And then in Indianapolis, people were just itching for a show like ours. And it was very cathartic because, you know, to say things like this in like New York City or Los Angeles, it's like, yeah, it's more of a dime a dozen thing. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't have a unique perspective, but, you know, like seeing a woman say dick is not like crazy time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
no, we had a great show in Indianapolis too. And I think that for us, we definitely get that where when we're in the smaller towns, it's like we're talking about stuff that everybody thinks about and we're just getting up there and saying it. Ugh. So it's like you said, it's very liberating for some people
to watch.
Yeah, sure.
Greenville, South Carolina, small little town in the South. We just did there a couple months ago and a guy slipped us $100 bill of just like, thank you.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Amazing.
Aww.
And I know you girls are out there working very, very hard. And this is, you know, I'd like to contribute to your message.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Greenville.
Yes. That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
I love an unexpected tip.
Yeah.
It will never get old.
Well, I think, you know what's interesting? There's like two, there's more than two kinds of men, but that I've noticed on the road. Ones that are very in shock that a woman could be talking about this with such casualness.
Uh-huh.
And the other ones that are like, thank God, because I love sex. And I was like, I'm pretty sure women like it too, but no one talks about it.
Uh-huh.
And they're excited that women are like, don't give a fuck about their own sexuality and will talk about it and embrace it and not care.
Yes.
Right. And that makes them very happy because like they want to fuck. Because that's what I always thought. I'm like, don't you want us to want to fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Don't
it's
shame
not one-sided.
Us for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our favorite thing is like after a show, getting like the couples real horny and then they like go home and like get it on.
That's fun.
Like you're welcome.
That's
guys.
Really sweet.
Yeah, it's our gift to you.
It's like a couples therapy and concert in one.
So how did you guys individually, how did you learn about sex? Were your parents cool? They open? Did you have good experiences when you were younger?
My mom was pretty good about like, if I had a question, she'd answer it.
But only if you asked.
Only if I asked, really. Because we never had like the talk. But I remember her answer is always, I'd be like, Mom, have you ever, like, what's a blowjob or whatever? And she'd be like, oh, it's the oral sex. Mom, have you ever given it a blowjob? And she'd say, once, and I didn't like it. And that was how she answered.
That's so fucking
funny. Because she didn't want to like encourage me, I guess, to like, she didn't want to like, yes, and they're great. Like she, it was so funny. Mom, have you ever smoked marijuana? Yes, once, and I didn't like
it. That's what my mom said.
Once, I didn't like it. That's better than no, not at all.
Yes. Yeah. Like it was actually quite a good.
It's like a presidential answer.
Yeah.
Once and I didn't inhale.
Right, right.
And then when was the first time you had sex?
I was in college.
Okay.
My first year in college.
Nice. Same.
To a dude.
Whoa. Damn.
He was English and he played the cello.
Ooh. So,
okay.
You like a cello.
I like a good cello player.
Were you guys dating or was it just someone you met randomly?
We met at a concert. So he was my cello player for a concert. Oh, and then he asked me out and we went on some dates and I was like super ready. I was just like ready.
Uh-huh.
And I remember like making out with him and I thought I was being cool. And I said something like, so am I or aren't I? And he was like, what? I was like a virgin. And he was like, you're not. And I was like, no, I am. And he's like, oh shit. Okay, no. So then he like ended up doing this like beautiful thing where he had like an adoptive family sort of. So he had this like adopted.
He had real parents
that just didn't have any money. So this like rich family kind of came in and helped him.
Sick deal.
So his like rich fake grandfather had an apartment in Museum Towers across from the MoMA.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
And so he like organized it so that he had the apartment for the night and had me like come over. And it was like the most beautiful view of the city.
Aww.
And he like did it up against the window or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And he was so sweet about it. He sent me flowers the next day.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It was really nice.
That's the best losing virginity story I've ever heard.
It was amazing.
So beautiful.
It was amazing. And then we like saw each other a couple more times. And then he graduated. And then that was that.
And you just kind of faded away naturally.
Yeah. And he wasn't my boyfriend. He just was.
It's just a nice
guy at the right time.
Very nice. It is. Wow. I have a good losing virginity story, but they are so fucking rare.
I know. Mm.
Yeah. It was like, oh God, that's great. I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How about you?
Oh, well,
how'd you learn about it?
Super Christian. So Jesus taught me. No,
I only have sex with Jesus.
Yeah, I'm saving myself. I really was trying to save myself for marriage. I mean, I just grew up Presbyterian in Nashville and just was very Christian. And I sang in the choir and I had choir rehearsal on Wednesdays and then I had church on Sundays and youth group Sunday night. And so like, and everybody, we were all in it together and like.
And it was great experience.
I loved it.
Right. So that makes sense that you'd be like, okay, we're all going to wait to fuck until we're married.
Yeah. And then of course I like, and so I never really got that talk from my parents. In high school, my mom did come home once and find me and I was topless. I was making out with, it was during school. I was skipping school to make out.
With no shirt on.
And with no shirt on.
Damn.
And my mom, I heard my mom come home and she was like, hello. And like, we booked it.
Did she see you?
No, I think that like maybe just the tail end of
like the lower, like the lower, small of your back.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But my boyfriend at the time like ran, he fell and smashed like all these like framed pictures off the wall.
Oh my God.
And then it was really rough because she goes, so we like came back out like dressed.
She thought you were at school.
Yeah, she thought we were at school.
Oh no.
And then she was like, get out.
Oh no.
Get out. So we went to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Both of you got out.
We left. And then my mom, the closest thing I ever had to that talk was my mom called and said, do we need to go to get you on birth control? And I was like, no, we're not having sex. I was doing like everything but the sex
because
I was super Christian.
I'm surprised she even was put birth control on the table as an option if you're super
she
Christian.
Went, yeah. Well, no, well, I mean, Presbyterian's a little different in that.
They're not,
or at
they're
least
not,
my, it's up to the woman's choice.
Oh, great.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. Good.
It's not and like, you know, or humanitarian and stuff.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So she, oh my God, that's such a nightmare.
It was awful. But that conversation, I remember just feeling so ashamed and just sad that my mom would assume that we were having sex when I was just giving him blowjobs.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, Mom.
Come on, Mom.
Mom, I was just sucking his dick.
Yeah.
Relax.
He's not going to impregnate my mouth. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
So when the idea was presented to you about waiting until marriage to have sex, you were like, oh yeah.
Yeah, just do everything but the thing.
Because I feel like with women, sex is more is a little scarier because the option of getting pregnant, but also just like a thing going inside of you sounds terrifying.
And also it's kind of painful.
It's very painful.
So and different blood, people have, different people
it's
have different
It's just no good. It's not a lot of good the first couple
times. It's a little terrifying.
Yeah, when I lost my virginity, I was a sophomore in college at Appalachian State University.
Oh,
wow. In Boone, North Carolina. I was at a party. I was at a party with some friends. It was like a frat party or something. And I had been kind of talking to this guy. And so he came and picked, he kind of like saved us, me and my friends. It was so crowded, this party. And we were getting very claustrophobic. And so I called him and he came and saved us and drove us each home.
Aww.
And then I went back to his place and I was really fucked up. So I was really drunk. And so he gave me a bubble bath.
Aww.
And then...
You guys both had
Yeah, he played his guitar for me.
While you were in the bath?
Yeah, he brought that into the bathroom.
Smooth move.
The acoustics were just amazing. And then
bouncing
I was
off
like,
the water. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's
yes, he
do
benefits
this.
Of the South. Yeah. A lot of complaining about the South up here, but people don't
Very
treat you
polite.
Like garbage there.
And we were together for three and a half years.
Yeah. Oh,
and he taught me everything. Everything
about
I know.
Sex?
Yeah, a lot of sex
like
stuff.
What trick did he teach you that you're like, oh shit, I wouldn't have known that unless you had taught
me. I don't know, some butt stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Butt stuff is useful.
Do you guys do butt stuff?
I don't do butt stuff.
I feel like butt stuff's for like 19-year-olds.
Butt stuff. My dad had to stick a thermometer in my butt when I was a kid. And now anytime someone touches my butt, I think of my dad.
Oh my God.
So I can't do the butt stuff.
The butt thermometer is gross.
It's terrible.
It's not good.
It was really
horrible. Why do people do that rather than just the
I remember
one.
Him being on the phone
it's a
with
pretty
the doctor.
Common,
and it's like, he just couldn't get it.
Are accurate?
With a baby too, or like a kid, it's really hard to like make sure they're keeping it under their tongue.
Yeah, now they do the ear though. Harrison Greenbaum has a joke literally about the butt thermometer. And like, why was that they just... stuck it in that orifice and then we're like, oh, we're done. No further testing.
Yeah, that is a weird first thought. Let's go for the ass. Let's go for the baby's ass.
I'm sure it was a man who came up with
it's
that.
It's just strange. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Ugh, I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I felt very lucky. I had a great, and I'm still friends with him. We actually, on tour, we went and visited his double wide and hung out with his kid and wife and just good friends.
Double wide, is that a trailer?
It's a
truck. Or a
it's
trailer?
A trailer. Yeah, it's a trailer, okay, but it's double. It's like, it's fancy.
It's a big one.
Ooh.
It's fancy.
And did his wife know, like, hey, your husband took my virginity.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, nice. That's sweet. Cool. Everyone
I love when
along.
You can get past all that shit.
I know.
And be just friends. Because it's like, I don't want him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He don't want me.
Yeah. So this is done.
This is great.
I know. I always do have, like, so much more respect for women who are chill about that. Because I've come across both types. And, like, sometimes I'm just like, well, never go invited to that person's birthday party again.
Oh yeah.
And it's like sad because just because we fucked doesn't mean I don't want to be friends and like not fuck that person.
Right.
It's possible.
Yeah. Right. Men and women I hate when people are like, men and women can't be friends. Even if there is like a little bit of sexual tension, you could still be friends.
Oh,
you just ignore it.
You can't cage your significant other up. I mean, you know.
So are you guys, you're in a relationship, Kate?
No.
Oh, you're not. Both of you are single?
We're both single. This is rare in the history of Reformed Whores.
Yes,
usually
it's
flip-flop or,
yeah.
I don't think we've been single at the same time either.
Single at the same time? Well, I know, because I mean, you met Steven very soon
Frank.
After I met you.
Yeah.
And then that's that.
Yeah. Yep, damn. Single on the road.
Ready to mingle.
Do you get dick on the road?
No.
Never.
They don't
want
us.
Us.
Yeah. They're intimidated.
Same,
or something.
Yeah. It's a common issue. Yeah.
Their dick just shriveled up. After they
Has anyone
perform.
Even hit on, like, talked to you at the show and, like, tried?
They'll flirt a little, but then I can only imagine if you're like, let's go back to your place, they'd be like, oh,
I gotta go.
Also, I don't know how it would really work because we share a hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so I can't imagine
Could you like wait a sock down on the
go
door or
take a bath or go to the lobby.
We could make it work if we were desperate enough.
You'd have to go to their place and then just like put a pin in it in the GPS so the other one knows where you
that
are.
That makes me a little
for
nervous.
Safety.
That makes me so
road,
wait,
going
I don't
to
sleep
house.
With strangers much anymore.
Yeah, no.
All the power to the. I mean, I used.
I did. I almost did once, and I was like,
I never really.
Especially on the road,
it's terrifying.
Yeah, because like I don't. Yeah, because Steven and I, my boyfriend and I have talked a couple times about like opening up the relationships just sexually. I'm like, but I would never try and get dick on the road because that's just... Yeah, it just doesn't appeal to me at all.
It's weird right.
I have never once met anybody on the road that I'm like, I want to have sex with you. Never.
Yeah, the
once.
Only people who really try to have sex with us are women.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's very nice and complimentary.
A lot of older women trying to...
Older women for her, and then like young lesbians figuring out their sexuality for me. And that's a no on both things, because no younger, and then also no women. I feel bad. It feels like...
Love women, but not
feels,
like that.
It feels wrong to say it, because I'm so pro women, but like
we don't
not
fuck women.
In my mouth.
And not for you. It's
is that... Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, have I feel guilty about it, but it's not.
Have you guys ever hooked up with girls?
I've made out with my fair share of girls.
Yeah.
But that's as far as it got. I almost...
College? Like,
no.
Yesterday?
Like all the time, yeah.
Girls are better at making out.
They are.
Oh, their lips cleaner. Are so soft.
I know.
Yeah. You
know
they're
so
happens?
Pretty and they smell good.
I think also what happens, like, is it, especially if you're like a little drunk, you and you really fun. Are enjoying like the conversation
sure.
with some girl, and you're like, I like you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we express the next level of liking each other?
Yeah.
Let's make out. Yeah. So that is
that.
What happens to me sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. But it's only ever gone that far. It's only ever been making
out. I've been interested in exploring that more potentially, but I'm very heterosexual. Like I'm not afraid to maybe try it if it's the right person.
Right.
But I don't see myself like dating a woman.
Right.
But I wouldn't, but you know, YOLO, right?
Yeah.
Might as well do whatever.
YOLO, ride or die, baby.
Yeah. I used to make out with my friends in college all the time because it's same reason. Like, I just love you girls so much. I'm like friend in love with you. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't want to have sex with you or date you, but I just want to make out with you.
Yeah. It is this, I don't know like, what it is, but
it's this unique level of like expressing affection that's... It's weird. It's in between. It's in between the sexual and the I love you so much friend.
I would like to have a threesome though before I like lock it up with someone. Because I would like to get married.
I was like, are you trying to lock it up with somebody?
Nope. Nobody. Nobody's on
nobody
the horizon.
Wants to be locked
really?
Up.
No one's you're interested in?
I mean, there's a couple people, but I nothing that's
do
like,
they know
how I feel about them?
Yeah.
Or is it just it's a little glimmer. Like it's a little like,
you know what? I'll tell you. They're lovely. They're not it. So I know.
Oh, so you know. So there's not even a need to express it.
And I like to always have a couple pots on the burner.
Yeah, agreed.
Yes, so I like to have some lovers. But I think I've been single now for 4 years and I've dated a lot, but I haven't had a boyfriend in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really done a lot of work of like just loving myself.
Yeah.
And now I finally feel like I'm in a really, really great place. I love my life. I live my life for myself. I love what I do.
How'd you get there?
Oh man, it's a day by day sort of thing. But just a lot of work on, you know, just...
What would you say the obstacles were getting in the way of you loving yourself?
I think for me, men. Like I put too much energy into dating and making them happy rather than myself. And then and not knowing exactly what I wanted with my life or, you know, where I wanted to live, what I wanted to do, how I want to
putting
live my
life. Putting your needs first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm so... I love being in a relationship and then I love loving that person and giving my all to them. But then a lot of the times I wasn't getting anything.
Yeah, it's not reciprocated at the same level. I do the same thing and it's very tiring because you're like, I don't know how to be in a relationship if I'm not 100% in it. But then like when you're not getting it back, you become resentful.
Yeah.
I also took a 4-year break though and it was fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
so
now
good.
Whoever I want to like lock it up with, they have to make my life even better than
yes,
it is.
Yes, that's
now.
The key. I'm so glad you said that.
Because I've been with, I mean, even the guys I've been dating these past 4 years, like they subtract from my life.
Yes.
They make me feel bad about myself.
Oh, or just become a burden in a little bit of way.
Do you have an example of like how a guy would do that to you? Not a specific name or anything, but just
I think being in this band and being so outspoken about sex, I think men that I've dated in the past have made me feel bad about it. I've had men tell me that it's you're embarrassing yourself. You should really focus on acting. Like
they said, you're embarrassing yourself by being in
the band.
Oh my God.
And just
how insecure
me,
do you get, bro? Jesus Christ.
Just breaking me down. And I mean, I love these tortured artist type guys.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I fall in love with the talent. So I'm really trying to not date performers.
It's hard
That's
because
not really
most
working,
people
but...
who are talented are real fucked up.
Yeah,
so it's difficult.
Yeah. And I want to fix them
coming,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's there. Fun to fix yeah. something.
I want to be the fucked up one in the relationship. Yeah. I mean, come on.
You know what? That would be so nice for once, like to be the yeah. fucked up one in a relationship. I've never been the more fucked up one.
I haven't either.
I've had a boyfriend yeah. who was like, not fucked up one time, but he was like then the most boring person.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So it's like, do I want to be bored, but like, it's so hard. I don't know what's being worse. Like being with someone who's tortured or just being with someone who's together and being bored.
I know.
They both seem bad. And I've done them both.
Well, it's weird when you go on these. We're trying online dating, which it sucks. It definitely sucks.
Which ones are you doing?
I don't mind it. I'm on Hinge.
I think it's
a lot.
Funny.
Hinge and Bumble I've been using a lot.
I've heard some stuff about those.
What's the hint? What's the gimmick with Hinge?
Hinge
I know Bumble.
Connected to your Facebook. I have to say.
Oh, because it's a mutual friend thing.
Yeah. The only thing that was weird, I went on one date with somebody that was friends with my an ex-boyfriend of mine. Oh. That was a little weird. We spent too much time talking about him on the date.
Oh.
But so weird.
Just shit talk John.
That, yeah. Whatever. We said nice things. But stuff. It kind of weeds out the crazies because
you have someone to vouch for them. Kind
totally.
Of? Yeah.
And even if it's like, 2 degrees of separation,
sure.
you kind of like they're normal people.
Yeah. And you already have something dates. In common.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow. The, yeah. And it's not always like, that you're friends with someone. Sometimes it's your friends with friends who are friends
right.
with them,
like the
which is nice.
Kevin Bacon
then,
shit.
Yeah. So then yeah. you don't necessarily have like you're that so you're not dating people.
What's like the worst date you've ever been on? Like anybody do anything really fucking like what the fuck?
The worst one I went on recently was this dude. Like we did it very last minute. We were just texting. I was like, "What are you doing right now?" I was like, "Oh, I'll meet you for a drink," and he was. I think he was like closeted gay and like dealing with that.
I've done that.
And he was very like competitive about the band right off the bat. Cause he was like, well, I was in a band once too. And I was like, okay. And so it was just
I
like,
was also
really,
in a band.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It got weird. And then so he ended it like pretty early. Like we had like a drink and then he was like, I gotta go. And it was like, okay.
Yes,
so then
you do.
It was funny. But he's like, then as
he was mad
leaving,
that you weren't a man, Katie.
Probably. Yeah.
He was mad that you had tits.
Then as we were leaving, he was like, so do you want my phone number? I was like, no.
No.
I don't want it.
Oh,
it was just
God.
Weird. So that was the worst one. And that's not so bad.
That's not that bad.
It was short. It was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, are you looking at me like
yeah.
I had a bad
What's
one?
What's yours,
oh,
Marie?
God.
We're like, and next.
I feel like, well, so I went on a date years and years ago. I went on a date with my UCB teacher.
Oh.
You're going to have to name edgy. A name after we turn this mic off.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Rhymes with.
We all have a long
I think
history
everybody knows,
with UCB.
Yeah, I'm sure people know who he is. But it was the absolute worst date I've ever been
Definitely
on.
Definitely going to need that name after.
I had the biggest crush on him. UCB, gosh. I mean, it's like every class I paid $500 for, I ended with the crush on the professor or whatever.
There is. Something fucking about those people when they're in the rooms, but then outside you're like, these people are all fucking losers.
Oh my God. It was the, I mean,
really?
For weeks.
You
know,
could
it's like
see it's any teacher in a sexual light.
If he's like, yes,
and they're like
no,
better at it than you. And yeah. you're like, wait, that's
He was
hot.
So talented. He still is he's doing very well for himself. Congratulations.
Well, it's going well for you.
Yeah,
it's
so great.
But oh,
yeah.
Now that he's doing well, I have two guesses. Okay, go ahead.
I have three.
But yeah, for 8 weeks, I developed this like super crush. And then he sent me an email after our like graduation show, like how talented you are and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I bet. Want?
Me? Me? Oh my God. So yeah, so then I asked him out. So we went out and I was so nervous.
You asked him out?
Yeah. Well, basically.
He let you know that he would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we met and I was late, of course, to the date, but he, so
that's
he
how you
ordered,
show him that you have the power.
Yeah, I have the power.
I'm fucking late.
But then I fucking ruined it because I was so nervous and he had ordered me a martini. So when I sat down, I was shaking. So when I picked it up,
oh my God.
I spilt basically.
Oh. Why were you so nervous developed for a UCB teacher, Marie?
But you know
well,
what?
That was before.
It was
I've
a while
done
ago,
some
right?
Work. Yes, I've done some
it's
work.
It's been a while.
Now
a
I'd
years?
Be like, bitch.
How many years ago was that?
I mean, that was maybe 5 years ago.
Okay, so that's
ago.
Long yeah. enough that I would be like,
yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. But then so I spilt the martini all over the table. So then I showed my cards of like how nervous I was. And so he immediately
got power.
Yeah, so then he was just a dick throughout the whole night. And then the last thing, we went to some other bar, and there was like a classical guitarist in the corner playing like Nirvana or something. And I was like, this is so stupid. He was like, this is my favorite song, and I can't believe I said that.
This what? Is checkmate. Yeah. See ya.
This date is over. And I was like, I mean, this, I could not have seen this coming.
I could have probably. But looking back, yeah. You know what I mean? It sucks when you're kind of in awe of somebody, even if it doesn't matter if they deserve it or not. It doesn't matter because you all, like, that's, you're in. You're like starry eyed a little.
It was I remember I liked him so much. This is so silly. This is how long ago it was. I guess I still had MySpace, and he had MySpace. And he, on the date, he was like, you seem like you're really into yourself.
And I was nagging
and
you.
And then
that and only then, someone who improvises but doesn't yet have a Sonic commercial would say.
Or a series of Sonic commercials.
So funny.
This is coming from a personal place. I have a very pent up amount of anger against everyone at UCB.
Yeah. Well, thanks to UCB, that's how we kind of started the band in some sense, because I was taking classes there and just feeling like, I'm never going to break into this place.
Yeah.
Like, this just isn't for me. And so I bought a ukulele.
Yeah, because you don't like licking assholes.
I do. I think it's great.
Exactly. Oh, interesting. So then I bought a ukulele randomly. I think Zoe Deschanel might have influenced that. I'm sorry, universe. I'm that basic.
No, that's okay. Zoe Deschanel is goddamn adorable.
She's adorable.
And so are you. So get your goddamn ukulele.
And also, it's like light, because I mean, at the end of the day, who wants to carry on a heavy instrument?
Yeah,
like that cello guy.
The accordion, you mean?
How heavy is an accordion?
That's really fucking heavy.
See, I didn't realize accordions were that heavy.
Oh, they're a nightmare.
Wait, so like, you guys like carry your own gear? Like, you can carry it like by yourselves? And
oh my
shit?
God, that's like we do. Insane. Although, anybody wants to be a roadie, we're definitely taking applications.
Yeah.
That is, we are tired.
That's
I'm
a big test
carry.
Though on the road, because we have all this gear and we can fucking carry it ourselves. But I tell you, I cannot, like, so many times we'll have men with us.
I judge men very hard on this.
Because we'll go to like
offer,
a rest. Yeah, they don't offer. And there's a lot of men that do not offer. And
do you
maybe
think
it's because
they're like, they would get offended if I offered to help?
Nope.
They go to this extreme? No. They just don't
give
a shit.
Often than not, they're so up their own asses.
Yeah.
They don't even think. It's not like
no consideration.
Yeah. And it's, and I, you know, women too. I mean, if I'm carrying like two things, it's nice when anybody is like, hey, do you need help with one of those things? It's like, great.
Yeah,
but especially
if I see a guy carrying a bunch of shit, I'd be like, "Oh, you need help!"
Of
like
course,
it's not anything. Like,
especially if you have just like a little purse or you're carrying nothing,
right?
Just offer,
just fucking.
Oh yeah, my friend, since middle school, his name was Ben, and he was this little Asian guy, and he played this big like trombone, and it was so heavy, and like he just would struggle with it every day. And one of my mom's favorite stories is she's like, just every day at the bus stop, you would just be like, whoosh, and then just like bring it on, because like I just couldn't, it doesn't matter if it's a man or I just couldn't watch him struggle with it. I was like, I know I have the amount of energy that I can lift this up, no problem. And you know, like a lot of times when you're younger, girls are actually bigger than guys.
Because
I was like full size the way I am now then. And I was just like, all right, we're getting on the bus. Like, he was my friend, but I was like, I can't walk this. And he appreciated it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Pick up something for a dude. It's okay. It's not emasculating.
I love it.
Yeah. It's fun. It's nice.
Have you ever had anybody be creepy to you on the road?
Oh, yes.
Creepy?
We've definitely, when we were in, I remember the first time I was like scared on the road was at Pappy and Harriet's.
Oh yeah.
And we,
in
all
Joshua
of a sudden,
Tree.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I was like, we need security. Like it, people were like getting handsy and
there's
like,
always that fucking moment.
Yeah.
It was with a guy.
Was it
getting handsy?
It was like a bunch of guys. I mean, it was just like these older dudes. Everyone was wasted.
Were they like, crowded around you or something?
Yeah, well, we were at the merch table.
Right.
So we're
out
there like trying to hawk our wares.
Yeah.
And you're trying, and that balance between learning how to like be like nice and polite, because that's how you've been
but
raised.
But then set the boundary.
Also saying like, hey, don't touch my ass. Thanks.
Yeah.
That was one of the big ones.
Did they groped you?
Like just sort of like touching your
grazing.
Butt. Like,
they get, you know how they get drunk. You know, we all get drunk and lean and hold and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just don't touch anybody's butts when I'm drunk.
Just, and just try not to touch people. I think that's my new rule, is like, just don't touch me, unless like if we're posing for a picture or something, that's fine.
Yeah, of
it happens a lot. Men do it, and women do it too.
Women definitely do it.
Women grope you a lot,
and it's not like I don't know. It's just not okay to touch my butt, no matter who you are.
Right. Yeah,
like unless the only person who could touch my butt without asking is my boyfriend, like that's fine. Right. Or like a friend that I've known.
Like carte blanche.
Like if a friend browsed my ass, I don't care. But or even my vagina for that matter. Right. That was a theater school thing.
Good to know.
Who cares?
I think it's interesting because people feel like they know you and know us, especially after seeing the live show, and then we're selling merch and trying to be nice and getting them to sign on our mailing list and all that sort of stuff. And so they just feel like they're part of this
world.
Or,
and we've been talking about sex stuff on stage, so they
Don't,
so they feel that connection, especially if they've lived their lives feeling trapped when they think about their own sexuality, and they feel like there's been a ceiling that they place on it because of the world around them.
Right.
So I that's liberating.
Like,
it's
like a misconception that like people who talk openly about sex always want to be sexual and with anyone.
Right.
And it's like the, like if you are a sexual person that you just still don't have like standards for yourself.
Right, and that's
completely inaccurate.
Very, very untrue.
Well, we did a show last year and this man made me feel very, very uncomfortable. He had booked us and we were excited to do the show. And after the show, we were like, they had the roller skating rink and we were all roller skating.
Yeah. Roller skating rink.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And it was really fun. And then things got weird. He started talking about how he likes to have threesomes and his wife is totally fine with it. And
My God. If I had a nickel for every fucking time.
And I didn't. I just froze. Like, I just was like, this is so uncomfortable. I don't know this person. We're here. We don't know anybody else except this person who booked us.
And who's like paid us.
Yeah.
So that's awkward too.
And then
he feels like he's doing you a favor. And then so there's this weirdness.
Like you feel, and he's really, he's a good person.
He could still be a very sweet guy.
Such
and
a
do
sweet
that.
Person.
Yeah.
But it made me feel so uncomfortable because I felt like he was trying to get me to go have a threesome with him and his wife.
For
and
sure.
Like, I felt so, but I froze. And then he sent me a message on Facebook, like 2 days later of like, sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable. And then I was like, this is my time to like actually tell him you don't do that. Like, you're lucky that it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't like, report you, call the cops or make you whatever. But like, just be careful. You have to be so careful with what you say.
Just because like,
I know you're a good person, but it made
you came in there to do a job.
Yeah. This is my work. And this is, and we were doing you a favor cause it was his friend's birthday.
Yeah.
He's a very nice person, but just,
But that's where the respect comes in. And that's why I think it's really cool that people, mainly women, are talking about sex in a way that the women have never talked about it publicly before or on a larger platform, which is exciting. So I feel like with a lot of guys, there's this, it's from one extreme to another, going from assuming that women don't like it, I guess, and they just don't, and I have to like feel like I hate myself when I approach them. Mm-hmm. And then the extreme of that is like, oh, they really want to fuck, so I can just talk to them about it, even when I hire them for a gig.
And
what you're saying with you might not have had those intentions to make me feel really uncomfortable, but that's what it fucking did.
Right.
So it's just got to be a middle.
Yeah.
Middle
There's
ground.
A certain guard that's down for me, at least when I'm talking to a married man, because I just really don't expect that to be coming.
Right.
Like anytime I'm having a conversation with a single man, I'm like, this could come at any moment.
Right. Right. Like, I was watching his wife like skate around the rink.
And then you don't know, you're not sure, especially when the woman's not present and you don't know if this is really something that is true about their marriage or something he's just saying. Yeah. He's going to kind of convince her later. And then it's just very confusing and it puts a lot of responsibility on you that should not be there.
Yeah, I feel like feel icky.
When guys get horny like that, it's just they just lose the logic completely. Mm-hmm. Just they no social cues. All the social cues go out the window. Yeah. Just how to politely act. Cause it would make sense if he was like, they really wanted him and his wife wanted to have a three-way.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how do you not get that? You don't ask the person you fucking hire for a gig.
Right. Yeah. Who's a stranger.
Yeah.
Initially, you know.
But it's good that you said that to him because it seemed like maybe if he is a good guy, that he took that to heart.
Yeah, I think he really
took it with him.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't think he'll do it again.
Yeah.
Good.
So. Yeah, I'm so used to, if ever anybody talks to me about that, it makes me feel weird. I'm like, yeah, this is weird and I don't like it. And I wish you didn't say that. Yeah. And now it's weird and now I'm going to be weird with you. So next time, don't do that.
Yeah, no, like so many people I know have asked me for threesomes and I'm like, what about my energy
and no one
says that I want to have a threesome. I could not be more standoffish. I barely make eye contact with people. What about that says that I want not only one more person, but two more people in my personal space? I really can't be any clearer.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No, I don't like people. It's so hard for me to even find one person. And also, like, on top of that, I'm a narcissist. So, like, if I'm, what, that a threesome is a nightmare because every moment's not, you're not going to be paying attention to me. Why would I want to set myself up for that? I'm getting angry just thinking about it.
Have you had a three-way, Katie?
I have not, but I'm open, but not by my boss or whatever calling me.
Right. Like, if anything, like, I would, like, make out with, like two girls or something because it's, like, I'm not attracted to girls, but there is, like, that, I think that could be, like, a fun sleepover thing.
Right, right.
Like, my friend and Deanna, my old friend Deanna and I did something like that. Like, we took, like, a guy home once, but, like, we didn't all have sex. We just, like, all, like, made out. That was okay.
That's fun.
But, yeah, then I found out he was cheating on his girlfriend and we had to kick him out of the apartment.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
What's the most sexually adventurous thing you would say either of you have ever done?
Oh.
Making love on a trail in Cape May, New Jersey, when like
beautiful place.
It was like
a trail leading to the beach.
It's probably not so adventurous as just like so amateur and stupid.
It's sweet.
But I remember like Cape May, New Jersey, we're like hiking and it's like the breeze. We see some swans or some bullshit. Like it just like it just came over.
Like,
us.
Oh, I'm horny.
Yeah. There's nothing like seeing semen in the sand, you know? But like we could hear people like hiking around, but I just was so turned on by like, we are going to get caught. Like, this is so exciting. Yeah. This is, we're going, and we didn't. But the birds were definitely watching. And
animals love watching humans fuck.
Yeah. Also, semen in the sand.
Yeah.
It's that's a new song.
That, yeah, we should
semen
write that.
In the sand.
Is that a jellyfish? No, it's semen in the
sand. That's good, you guys. That's just good.
Perfect. Damn, you guys are perfect. How about you?
Like blowing a guy in a bathroom, blowing a guy in a cab,
cute,
like
cute,
jerking guys off at bars.
Cute. Your mom's talk really settled.
I tried it once and I didn't like it. I just had to like, no, that's
I jerk you off here. I'll jerk you off there. I'll jerk you off, you know,
anyway,
by the river.
That's another song.
Yeah, you're a fun gal.
Yeah, but let's go do still. Let's try to get caught. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, when you're with somebody who like, well, you can egg each other on. Like, let's do this weird thing. Like, let's fuck in the elevator at Macy's, and they're like, okay. And you're like, oh shit, we're gonna do it.
Yeah, no.
I love that stuff. I need my husband to be able to do that.
Yeah,
stuff
fun. Yeah,
I gotta keep person. It interesting.
And you guys, you mentioned that. Sometimes you can't play certain places because of the name of your band.
Wait, I know.
Oh, really?
I was telling Corinne about our story about good old Disney.
Disney won't have
us. Disney won't have the Reformed Whores.
I know, we're Disney surprise, princesses. Surprise. Hello.
Yeah.
No, we were touring with Les Claypool at the time, and the tour went down to Florida. And so we were supposed to play Orlando House of Blues, and we were so excited about
that. Oh,
that's
a Disney venue?
Well,
they owned the land that the House of Blues was built on.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. So they then had some sort of claim over who
that's
could
some white
be
guy
there.
Shit.
It was like,
yeah, because the week before, like Slippery When Wet just played or something. What? Yeah. It was like and an all male band.
Yeah, and it's
all
also male. Like the lyrics in that everyone who has played there, I'm sure, are more terrible than things that you guys have
absolutely
said.
Totally. But then they were like, will you change your name?
Can't be direct
for...
about it. How dare you?
Yeah.
Change your name.
Well, just for the night. And we were like,
no.
Sure, fine. We'll be the Reformed Doors. How about that? And so for
that's
a minute,
that was
we like,
my mom
okay,
came up with.
Yeah,
Reformed Doors is actually really
good
funny.
One, Linda.
They're thinking it's like a Doors cover band.
Wait, and then they would ask
they
you to
like,
change
okay.
your lyrics.
Well, they were okay for a minute, and then they watched some of our videos, and they were like, no, we saw like the birth control video or something, and we can't have
that's
it.
That's the one that did it for them.
I feel like
yeah, I know, right?
But isn't House of Blues 21 and up anyway?
Yes, yes.
And so it's like
it was Disney, though.
But they're good Christian.
It's all Disney.
Yeah, it's so that's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, Disney does have a magic that they've fabricated. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then a lot of like, you know, our past, we're not represented anymore, but managers and agents in the past have told us like, we're never going to be able to get you on TV with your band name.
What?
But then like our president is saying even worse things than whores.
Yeah.
And that they say that on,
you can
know.
Just bleep it out. Like,
I know.
You know, because everything that we do has fuck in the title, but we work
but
around
you have to bleep
it.
Bleep out whore? I don't think you have to bleep out whore.
People want to bleep out whore,
but people could.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Facebook will not let us do ads.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And we were also told that we couldn't say
either.
Slut on TV. So,
oh
yeah, we were told to
whenever
work
we do
that.
A sponsor post.
Oh, I saw that.
Whenever we do a sponsor post on Facebook, I have to. I don't. I say GWF. I don't even say the name of the podcast, or otherwise it won't accept it.
Right.
But I'm like, but you accept all the Russian posts, eh?
Oh,
Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. Suck my nuts.
Oh, boy. Same thing about language and everyone being so scared of language. And then when there's real terror going on in right. the world, it's so stupid.
And also there is something about women saying it. And I wish that wasn't true, but I feel like that's
it's
very true.
Part of it still. Also, if you are not careful about like editing or like if you're trying to censor our name, it sometimes looks like we're called the Reformed Whites, which is
Oh
my God.
The look we're going for.
That's so funny that you said that because I've typed out Reformed Tours in my phone and it has changed it to Reformed Whites.
Oh
and
my
I was
God.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's not good.
I don't know what that means, but I don't want to know.
It just feels bad.
Yeah, it feels like, wrong.
It feels
like someone kicking you out of Disneyland.
Way worse.
Yeah. So, you guys are amazing. Where can we see you perform? Where do we go?
Well, does this come out on Friday?
Yes.
This week?
Oh no, next Friday. Sorry. Oh,
okay. Well, yeah. Well, we'll have returned from tour.
Yes.
We're going on tour this week, but that's fine. But you can go to reformedtours.com and check out all of our tour dates and follow us on Twitter at reformedtours,
Instagram.
And where can we buy your music online?
Yeah.
It's all on there. All okay. on
can we
iTunes.
Use it for this episode?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Spotify. Yeah. We're on Spotify.
You guys are so fucking talented.
Aww,
you're both really beautiful singers, incredible music songwriters. I mean, really, all the elements that that go into making a really great band.
Aww.
You guys have it.
Well,
seriously,
you
guys are fucking amazing.
Well, we've watched you guys grow through these years since we've known you for like seven or eight years.
Well, I know we're all doing well. I feel like we like really
Four
came
whores.
Up together because like anyone who was on like those early Sorry About Last Night kind of put together shows where Christina and I were just like making pictures of Jungle Juice and like writing friends to come
and Slim Fast on the stage.
But I feel like we need to thank you for like all of womankind for you guys for sure. do.
Oh, right back
everybody.
At you guys.
Yeah, you guys
really
too.
Amazing.
Very nice.
Aww. The more girls spreading the message of the whore, the better.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Perfect.
That was a perfect ending. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday.
When we were young, we learned two things. Girls have beans and boys ding-a-lings. Yes, Freud is right about penis envy. Wish you could take yours off and lend it to me, cause if I had a willy for just a day, I'd be standing up and spray all over the place. Put it in a sock can, jerk off, slap it hard across her face. Don't get me wrong, I'm proud to be a woman, just sometimes I wonder what it's like to have a dong. Does it hurt to ride a bike? Does it hurt to wear a thong? Can you play it like a flute while singing along? If I had a willy for just a day, I'd wave it out while riding on the subway. Measure its length and compare it to his. If we cross swords, I'd shoot him with my jizz.
Whoa, Katie, are you shooting your jizz all over our guitar player right there?
Why, yes, I am. It's full of proteins. 2, 3, 4. Oh, my warrior would get lonely without his buddies. Sure would be nice to have my own silly putty. Life would be great. Put my knees together and squish between my legs. Jump up and down and come scramble eggs.
Oh, Marie, it is so much fun talking about having a dick and a balls for a day.
Oh, it sure is, Katie.
I guess, you know, but sometimes this song makes me feel a little bit sad.
Oh, no, why?
Because it makes me think of something lots of other ladies have that I do not have.
Oh, the rabbit?
No, I got that.
Oh, good.
Now I was thinking of big boobs.
Ah, yes. Katie's got tiny little Tic Tacs for titties. Oh, come on, Katie, you know what you do got? You have got the prettiest voice I have ever heard, and I bet if you sang some more, it might make you feel better.
That's a nice idea. Okay, let me try that. When I was little, I dreamt of one thing to have. Big knockers like the tiny dumplings. I wish I could motorboat you all afternoon, but I can't. I've seen bigger tits than ever do.
How do you feel now?
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bra sizes in AA through G. And that's Third Love. Find your perfect fitting bra today. Go to thirdlove.com/GWF and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/GWF. Again, thirdlove.com/GWF.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.